Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. When you come to a fork in the road of life, do you see opportunity or despair? Do you see it, sadly, as an ending or the start of a new beginning? Francis Willard stated, "The world is wide, and I will not waste my life in friction when it could be turned into momentum." Some people struggle so much on the inside, it pulls them down with an unbearable weight that puts a cap on their potential and destiny. Others live with a liberty, a flexibility that enables the free flow of new opportunities and powerful movements. Like Bruce Lee once said, "Notice how the stiffest tree is most easily cracked, while the bamboo or willow survive by bending with the wind." In part two of this two-part special with Pastor Elwin Ahu, he will share insights on growing through life's challenges and navigating through change. As usual, we pause for a moment at the beginning, Martin and I and Pastor Elwin, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is for you. That right where you are, in the middle of where you are, where you find yourself in life at this time, however hard it is, what the challenge is, or however much you feel like the wind has been sucked out of you, the Lord is there to reset your sails and to blow a breath of fresh wind to uplift your soul and spirit, to bring you new hope, new life. Pastor Elwin Ahu, he's been the lead pastor at New Hope Oahu at the Farrington High School Auditorium for the past 2 years, and he served as executive pastor for 10 years there at New Hope. He's a graduate of Kamehameha Schools, Imua Kamehameha. He graduated from Graceland College, it's now Graceland University, in Lamoni, Iowa. Many may not know that Pastor Elwin was a standout athlete, especially in the sport of volleyball. He graduated with his Juris Doctorate degree from William S. Richardson School of Law at the University of Hawaii. He practiced law as a litigator for 15 years and served for 5 years as a judge of the Circuit Court for the state of Hawaii. All this before a dramatic conversion to Jesus Christ, which he shared explicitly in part one. This conversion to Christ eventually led to his calling to the ministry. And of course, that got the attention of a lot of people. The media got wind of it. But most importantly, it was part of God's plan. Today, he will share how things are developing from where he is right now in his life. He is the father of Pastor Brandon Ahu. He's married to Joy. Together, they have one son, Jared. Pastor Elwin, welcome to our show.
It's always good to see you again, Danny.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Martin, one of the special things that we get, you know, sitting here, people of influence come through our doors, God's ordained, anointed people, and we get to know them. We get to know them closely. We get to know them as friends. You know, Pastor Elwin, we did kind of a bait and switch on our first taping, the first show. It wasn't, right? We didn't do it on purpose. It just kind of happened.
God's sovereign hand.
God's sovereign hand. But we were leading up to talking about the story of Jared and his adoption. You know, it's part of, it'll fit well right here because we're talking about lessons of life and faith. Let's just jump right into it. Tell us the story of Jared.
It's all about change. You know, I really believe that God has a sense of humor. And Joy and I were fine. We were married for about 8 years and left everything up to God as far as starting a family. Of course, I had my son, Brandon, from my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Joy never had any children of her own. And we've talked about having children, but it was going to be God who was going to take it. We believe that God is in control. We believe that God plans all things, and so we left it up to Him. But no children. And we talked about adoption, and Joy has always said no, she would want to have her own child. And so that discussion didn't go very far. Well, I was asked to jump on a mission to China, and we had a China mission team going out several years, and I've always refused to go to China. And they would say, no, you need to come because you're Chinese. And I said, yeah, I understand that, but I don't like to go to Chinatown. And they said, no, you need to come. And I said, well, tell me why I need to go to China. And they said, well, we have some lawyers there and a couple of judges that we really want you to talk to. And I put it off for a long time. And finally, you know, after a while, you can't say no to God for very long. And I said, all right, I'm going to go. And I turned to Joy and I said, if I'm going to go, you're going to come with me. And she said, why? I said, just come with me. And so we went off to China. And because of government shutting down certain churches and some Christian groups, the meetings that we had planned couldn't take effect. So here we are in China, in Beijing, with no place to go except from our hotel room to the shopping mall. And I said to Joy for the first 3 days, as we walked to the mall, let's just pray that God has a reason for us to be there. And so we'd pray. And after about the fourth day, we all got into a bus and it took us to a foster care facility in Beijing. And it was run by Americans. And they treated Chinese children who had birth defects. And they would bring in doctors from America and they would perform corrective surgery, etc. Well, we get out of the bus, walk into a playroom, and here's this little boy, was 18 months old at the time, sitting on the floor amongst all the other kids. He looks up, and he sees Joy, and she looks down, and she sees him. He reaches up for her, and it was like love at first sight. I have never seen that before happen. You hear about it. It was love at first sight. She picked him up. She hugged him. She carried him and would not want to put him down. We learned that he had had heart surgery, that when he was born, he was left out in an open field to die. He was with another child that was there. And his heart condition, he had a congenital heart defect where his aorta and ventricle, the two main blood vessels to the heart had been switched at birth, actually. And because of that, he was receiving, his body was producing oxygen-depleted blood. And he was left out there to die. Some families found him, took him to an orphanage in Xinjiang, which is in the northwestern province of China. And they shipped him all the way to Beijing to have this corrective surgery done. So here she is, holding on to this little child in recovery. We had a group prayer, and she's hugging him and praying over him. And she wanted to take him home. So we asked the director, and the director, who's American, said, it doesn't happen that way in China. You need to apply to adopt, and the Chinese government will match you with a child that they have on their registration list. And so Joy was just broken. She cried and cried that she couldn't take this child home. We would finish up our mission tour there in the next couple of days, and I noticed that in the hotel room she'd be looking out the window, and I knew she was thinking of this child. Well, we get on the plane, as we're taxiing away from the terminal in Beijing, again, she is just crying her heart out. And I turned to her and I said, you know, honey, I don't think there's anything we can do. Maybe we'll write a letter and they can put it in his file. Tell him who we are, give him our address, and maybe when he's old enough, he'll come to Hawaii one day and he can visit us. Just tell him how much of an impact he made on our lives. We'll pray that he gets adopted by a Christian family, but that's about the best we can do. And she cried, and we got home. We heard from someone else that if your combined age is over 100, that you cannot adopt. And our combined age was over 100. I can't tell you who put us over that century mark. But that was it. And so I would follow his the website of this foster facility and saw that one day a family had foster cared him, picked him up in China. And he was no longer at this care facility. Following year, I get to go on this mission trip again, not knowing that where this boy was. We get there, and of course he's not there. I find out that he was picked up by a Christian family. He belongs to an underground Christian church. And so I thought, well, maybe partially our prayer was answered. While we go through the rest of our mission, on the last day we have a Polynesian review dance where Christians in China could bring in their friends just to see this cultural experience. Well, at the end of that show, this man comes up to me and through a translator says, I hear you're interested in this little boy. And he got there only because his sister's work got canceled and he got a ride. Now, you're talking a city of 15 million people. And he ends up at this show. And he says, do you want to see this boy? And I said, well, of course. And so get in the car. He drives me over about an hour and a half to a pretty rundown, poverty-stricken apartment building. We walk up 10 flights of stairs. And here's this little boy. Same guy, happy as ever. He's in a Christian household. He pulls up his shirt. He shows me his scar that's on his chest, which is the incision is the figure of a cross right in the center of his chest. Hmm. And he begins to sing Jesus Loves Me in Chinese. And I'm wondering, why isn't Joy here with us? Well, I get to go home. I got home and I told her the story and she is bawling and crying. And we call up the woman who helped me with translations while I was there. She lives here in Hawaii. Took her to dinner to thank her. And then I asked her, can you find out a little bit more about this little guy? So she writes to them, and the foster facility writes back and says, we were so glad that you notified us because we've been wanting to get a hold of Pastor Elwin to tell him that we've started the adoption process for him. And I said, what adoption? I never talked about adopting this little boy. And they said, he needs to go through an agency in Kentucky. Now, I haven't even met these guys in Kentucky, had no referrals to them. So I called them on the phone, and they said, we're a Christian outfit, and there's no guarantees. You need to submit your application with about, I think it was a $3,500 application fee. And again, I don't know who these guys are. And I'm Chinese. I don't even give money to people I know. And I'm going to give $3,500 to somebody in the mainland, six time zones away. Well, we prayed and we thought, no, this is it. And we need to do this. So we sent in the application, went through all the paperwork, halfway through the process, and we've already put out about $12,000. Joy says, if it's not this little boy, I don't want to adopt. I said, no, you don't understand. She says, no, if it's not this little boy, I don't want to adopt. Well, we worked through the whole process. And 9 months, like a normal pregnancy, 9 months to the day after we submitted the application, we get a call from the adoption agency. They said, this little boy that you wanted, we got him. Hmm. We got him. a city of 15 million, a country of 1.3 billion, and this little boy becomes our child.
I'm sitting here listening to your story, and it's like all these little coincidences that occur.
Yeah.
Did you know at that time? You know, you may have had some experience with these divine appointments. Did you see it unfolding, or you just knew something was happening in the background?
You know, from the time of my conversion and getting married to Joy, our life verse became and has been Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And just through life and noticing and beginning to just sit on the sidelines and to see how God's hand is at work throughout life, we've come to really grasp on to that part where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Mm-hmm. You got to give it up.
That includes checkbook too, right?
Everything. Everything.
That's the last best. You can't cross that line.
You got to give it up.
You know, I want to go deeper into this particular area. What does it mean? What does God do in us when he makes us wait for our dreams to become real?
Yeah.
When we come back from our break, we'll talk more. I mean, you've certainly laid a foundation because it took time, right? It took time for all of it to happen. There were variables outside beyond your control. Things had to come together in meticulous fashion, in a timely fashion. And it took time. I wonder what Joy went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pastor, I wonder what you went through. Somebody today is waiting for a dream. They feel like they've been put on the shelf. They think they're ready to give up. Maybe somebody has given up. But I think today there's a wind from God that's going to revive the dreams in people's hearts. Is that you? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Elwin Au. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. A perfect gift this Christmas. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Dreams, dreams, dreams. When dreams become reality, I mean, they refresh us, they renew us. Life is good. And yet when dreams, you know, don't come true, you know, it becomes a point of despair. It's like the wind in your sails have died down and you kind of grope through life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. This is part two of a two-part series. If you want to get part one, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Or if you want to hear the rest of this part two, you can, of course, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org as well. We have other resources there for you. As Pastor Elwin shares, maybe over time you'll feel a need or a desire. What does it mean to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? For someone like him to have the faith that he has, to trust God and to see God do things in his life that are just marvelous, miraculous. Well, we have a Get to Know Jesus link on our site. You can go ahead and check that out as well. You know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is made possible because of sponsors that stand with us, like Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group, and Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited. A big mahalo to our corporate sponsors. Pastor Elwin, why does God allow us to go through seasons in life when our dreams seem to be put on the shelf, or in some instances, we begin to question whether it was ever sane for us to think those thoughts in the first place, because nothing's happening?
You know, I've come to see life as a process. It's a journey. I think we've done ourselves a disservice, especially those in the marketplace, in the business world, men especially, when we see life more as destinations where we want to get there. We want the results. We want the goal, whether it's trophies or, you know, how much money you make, accolades, achievements. We're always looking for the results, but life is a process. Mm. And I really come to understand and appreciate the fact that the process is more important than the destination. And God is in the business of shaping, of perfecting. He's the author and perfecter of your faith. Mm-hmm. He's in motion continually every day of your life. And so although we call it waiting, it's really processing. God is shaping you. He's molding you. And who are we as the pot to tell the mm-hmm. potter, you know, hurry up, turn this fire up a little bit more so I can bake quicker, so I can be a better product. Mm-hmm. And God is saying, no, hold on. I know what I'm doing. Just give me the time to do it. This whole adoption process with Jared taught us that lesson in a major way. Because although, you know, again, looking back in hindsight, 9 months was pretty quick. It was a time of waiting. We knew what we wanted. Joy knew who she wanted. But it was a time of waiting. And a scripture that really helped us to settle me down, is Habakkuk 2. Where the Lord talks about writing down the vision. He says, write down, if you know that this is of me, says the Lord, then write it down. Mm-hmm. Write it down on tablets. And he says this, Habakkuk 2:3, for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Mm. So in God's time, it'll happen. And you have to trust that God is in the processing stages of your life, shaping you. You know, we can get impatient, and we do many times, and we take things into our own hands, and we mess up again and again and again.
Right. We've all done it.
Yeah, we've all done it. And that's why the Lord says mm-hmm. to trust in me with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, your own logic, your own reasoning, but in all my ways. Acknowledge me. Mm-hmm. And I'll set it straight for you.
Well, so then how do you discern between wait and act? Because there are times I think that God will say, hey, act.
Yeah.
now take care of the results. So how can you discern what, you know, if you should kick into gear or not? Because like you said, we tend to want to influence the circumstances to make things happen. And that's not always the right way to go.
Yeah, I think it begins with your relationship with the Lord, as it is with your relationship with one another or your relationship with your wife. You know, let me just bring it down to that level. You know, how do you know as a husband whether you need to fold the clothes or not? Are you going to wait for her to tell you? Or should you just do it anyway? How do you know that? It's going to be dependent on your relationship with her. And same it is with God. And so don't wait for yourself to be in a crisis moment to grow closer to God. Start now. Even if there are no decisions to be made right now, start your relationship with Him now. Because when that time comes for you to act, you're going to know when you need to act.
And what about this? I mean, since you're talking about start now, you know, sometimes people wait. They say, okay, when my opportunity comes, then I'm gonna start to really prepare. And what they don't realize is that when the opportunity comes, quite often it's too late to prepare.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, someone else who's been preparing all along may be primed to take advantage of that moment, whereas you know, we may be a year behind, mm-hmm. because we've hesitated mm-hmm. so long.
Yeah, I think there are times when it's like the world of sports and athletics, and you know, Danny, you and I know from watching our sons play football mm-hmm. that you will play the game like how you practice. And a lot of kids don't like to practice. They don't like the drills.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the routines. They want to be in the game. And adults are no different. We want to be in the mix of the game. But you will only play the game like how you practice. And when it comes to those moments where it really counts, what you did when no one's looking, how you prepared yourself, your heart, your spirit, your trust in the Lord, how you prepared is going to come out when it really counts.
You know, sometimes in light of that, I guess it kind of goes back to mm-hmm. what you were talking about too, Martin, is how do you know when to move forward, when to act or do something? Because sometimes when we're waiting, it becomes so unbearable that we actually try to answer our own prayers. So we try to kick the door open, so to speak, right? You try to make something happen, and then we realize that it's, you know how the scripture says, mm-hmm. unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Well, the foundation is not really there because it wasn't in God's way, it wasn't in God's timing. So I guess you can go both sides. You delay too long or you push mm-hmm. too hard. So the relationship is the key to develop timing.
Right. Well, but relationship, when you talked about the relationship with, example, a spouse between you and a wife, that's a person is a tangible person. You can talk, you can communicate, right. You can look, you can give them the eye. Mm-hmm. But with God, I mean, how what is this about a relationship with a divine being?
How does God give you the eye?
Yeah. I think you know it, but really.
The twinkle, the squint, the know that, yeah, take
yeah.
that
so
step.
So what's this deal? I mean, we talk about a lot of relationship with Christ. You know, I mean, how does that work? How does one start a relationship, and how does one begin to communicate and begin to hear the prompting and the voice that we talk about a lot?
You know, I hear people talk about God said, and I don't want to question that. If God said it to them audibly, then I'll trust in that, and it's between them and God. For me, in all my life's decisions that I've made so far, I've never heard God's voice mm-hmm. where He actually came out and said, "Thus saith the Lord."
I would be pretty afraid if that happens.
Yeah, yeah. But God does speak. Where does He speak? The words that He's already written. The Bible is a good place mm-hmm. to start. God has already said. Sometimes we pray, I'm waiting for God to speak to me. God has already spoken in His written word. He's put people through experiences, whether it's Abraham or Moses or David or Rahab or, you know, any one of those in the Bible that have already shown us lessons in life on how to sense Him, how to get to know Him, what his actions or reactions would be to things that we choose to do. So those things are already written. That's where you can start. The other is opening up your heart and asking the Lord to give his Holy Spirit. The Lord said he did. He left the Holy Spirit here with us when he went to be with the Father in heaven. So the Holy Spirit is alive and active. Holy Spirit is moving in your heart. I say that because another scripture that has helped me in making these decisions is James 3:17. Because we all want to be wise. Yeah? We want to make the wisest decisions. James 3:17 says, wisdom from above. There's earthly wisdom, but wisdom from above is pure, is peaceable, is full of mercy and good fruits. In other words, look at the motives behind what you're doing and the timing behind when you're going to do it. Are there ulterior motives involved? Is there a sense of peace inside of you? When I made that decision, when Joy and I made the decision to have me step off the bench and give all that up, there was a peace inside of us. We'd pray, and before we go to bed every night, we say, okay, let's pray. We did. And in the morning, we'd ask each other, what did God say? And you know what both of us said to each other? Nothing. But there is a sense of peace. We know that people are going to say, you're crazy. You're absolutely insane to do what you're doing. And we knew that would come, but there was a peace inside of us. Mm-hmm. And the same held true with adopting Jared from China. There was a sense of peace inside of us. Were we crazy? We were insane to be 50 years old and adopt this little boy and to start all over again. But there was a sense of peace.
What about counsel? I mean, you're probably surrounded by believers. And what effect or what help did that, how did it help you with your making your right choice?
Yeah, it's always good to have godly counsel, brothers or sisters that you're close to, that they love the Lord with all their heart, and they love you as well, the same kind of heart. And it's good to have good counsel. However, in the end, that decision is between you and God. I would advise against anyone making a decision because so-and-so said so. Because when you come across hard times, you don't want to point the finger at anyone else. Mm-hmm. It's you and God.
So you can't vote your future.
You don't vote. It's not a democratic rule when it comes to God's future for you. It's you and God.
Mm. And of course, there comes, it's inevitable. It's going to come times when you feel and sense you have the peace that God is leading you to take this step, make this decision, and you go. And then you're going to face doubt. Mm-hmm. The timing's going to seem like, hey, what happened to the timing? What happened to the resources? Yeah. I thought it was all, going to work out. And then you become dislodged. And I think it's at that critical point where that's that crisis of faith where you go back and you say, okay, Lord, I don't know what's happening. And perhaps maybe it's at that time that God brings us, that's when the faith really grows. Mm-hmm. That's when our trust in him really grows. And then we might even go through the spectrum of emotions, wild rage and extreme feelings of joy and the placidness of knowing that God has settled me. Mm. But all that range of feelings. Mm.
In a few minutes that you're sharing your story, the word transition comes to mind. Your life has been, you come on the sidelines watching what Pastor Ellen's up to. Mm. But transition, I mean, you're always changing from, judgeship to pastor, and then you're there for a few years. Now you had a transition into lead pastor. Now there's a major transition you're up against. Can you just reflect on transition, the value of it, and maybe some of the challenges, and how someone can be okay with being in the middle?
Yeah, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God about this because it seems that he has a pattern going on here.
Well, when you get to heaven, you're going to get the full scope of the answer. But this side of heaven, right now we want to take a break. And when we come back from our break, I want you to share about another transition that's going on in your life. Because we're talking about navigating change. The title of this segment is Change is Good for Growth. This part two with Pastor Elwin Ahu. Change is good for growth. Are you experiencing change? Are you going through something right now? Are you trying to navigate your way through and you don't know what the next few steps will be? Well, do you know what the next step is? Maybe that's just the next thing that needs to be done. Pastor Aaron will share out of his life, his example, what's going on right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He who walks with wise men shall be wise. We talk about how to navigate change, and we all go through changes in life. Wisdom is something that is very much sought after. Welcome back to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga. We're here with our featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. Pastor Elwin is with us for part two of a two-part series. Find out more to hear part one, which was very, it was a charged interview. I believe it was charged by the Lord, just sharing out of the gut level of experiences in life, but how God worked incredibly in the life of reconciling relationships, bringing healing. That's in part one. You can get that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. In this segment, we're talking about, well, you shared about Jared, the adoption, the experiences, the dream that Joy and Pastor Elwin had that took a while to come to fruition. I remind you that I have a new book out. It's called Winner's Edge, and we talk about wisdom and wise sayings. I've presented a collection of over 300 inspirational quotes and insights, lessons collected over the years from people, wisdom through the ages, Winner's Edge. It's available for you right in time for this particular season, a festive season, and I think it will be a great gift to give away also. A big mahalo to, you know, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a listener-supported radio program. And for those of you who join in and participate with us and sponsor this show, a big mahalo. Thank you for your generosity.
Right before the break, thank you, Danny, for that. We were talking about the word transition, and your life, Pastor Alwin, just seems to be a transition stuck to the back of another one. And I suppose there's a little period of normal or calmness, but you always seem to be moving into something else or the next level. Can you just reflect on the word transition and what it means to us? Is it an opportunity? Is it a challenge? What is that? Why does God keep doing this to
us? Yeah, I think it's a time of testing. The major issues or challenges happen mainly in times of transition, I believe. You take a look at just the seasons of life. Between spring is a wonderful time with flowers and birds, etc., and summer is a great time of, you know, beaches and everything. But the transition between those two seasons is when you find the storms. And I think God will place us in those seasons of transitions to, again, perfect our faith. He wants us in those seasons. Many times, I think, we don't realize that there are patterns that happen in life. And as I was saying before the break, when I get to heaven, I got some questions for God. Because it seems like I'm always being placed in those moments where I'm being tested. When things seem to be just right, God moves me on. And I believe He is. For example, in my legal career, I did very well as a lawyer and became a judge. And, you know, that's like the pinnacle of a person's legal aspirations. And I thought I was doing well. And God says, no, I got something else for you. Then I get into, you know, my marriage with Joy. We're doing really well together, husband and wife. And the Lord says, no, I need you to adopt some this little kid. Like, come on, God. And then everything's going well there. And then Joy says, I think the Lord is asking me to quit work. And she had 18 months before she could fully retire from the state, over 32 years in service, and she wanted to retire. I said, all right, Lord. And then here I am now in ministry, and you know things are going well, but the Lord says, I got something else for you. You know, I relate back to this diagram that I once read about. It's called a sigmoid curve. That all of life seems to have this pattern where we all start at a certain point, and the beginning years, beginning few moments is where you pay, it said, your dumb taxes. You make all your mistakes right here, the first few moments. For example, you meet this girl, and she's really pretty, and you finally ask her out on a date. Your first couple of dates are okay, but you make a lot of mistakes. Or you get married, the first day of your wedding, honeymoon is great. But after that, your first few years, you got a lot of arguments going on. That's when you pay your dumb taxes. And then after a while, you begin to catch on. And your life begins to rise and you begin to accelerate because you've learned the lessons. And as you're accelerating in life, you're looking at some point, you're going to hit a peak. The key is to know when that is before you plateau. Because once you plateau, and your life starts going down again, whether it's business or your relationships, it's going to take a lot of effort to get that curve to go up again. So the key is to know and forecast when that peak will happen and begin your next curve before you hit that plateau. So as you begin that next curve, you're going to make some mistakes, but it's okay because the momentum of your marriage or your relationship or your business is still carrying you forward. And as you begin that next curve, you go up again, and then again, you forecast when that plateau will happen, and you start your next curve before that happens again. Mm. Others will do a parallel curve. So you have one S curve going, and parallel next to that, you have another S curve going. For example, you're maybe in business. You may be a lawyer, or you're doing really well, and start another curve parallel to that, where you're starting a boys' club, or you're helping in ministry somewhere. Mm. So there are different aspects of it.
So we're in this... In the sigmoid curve of your life right now, where would you say you are as far as your career or your pastorship?
I think everything was going really well with having been given the assignment and you know following my calling, mm-hmm. Doing the lead pastor of a campus, and Pastor Wayne was away in Oregon, and mm-hmm. you know pursuing some other avenues to expand the reach of New Hope, and he's always wanted to come back.
it was never his goal to stay up there permanently. Mm. And so now he's on his way back, and he wants to incorporate himself more into the business of, you know, the church and the management of the church. It caused me to take a step back and take a look at the calling God had placed on my life. And now I got to go way back to when I left the bench and I said to my mom, I'm leaving the bench to go into ministry. And she said, when you were born, God, I pray that God would use you in ministry one day. I didn't realize that it had been seed planted in my heart to develop a church of my own or mm-hmm. plant a church. Mm-hmm. And now because of Wayne's desire and just how everything starts falling into place, man, I came to the realization one day that I need to go and plant a church. As comfortable as I may be in that role of lead pastor or executive pastor in a church that, you know, services thousands, administers to thousands, the Lord was saying, no, I need you to start over again.
So as, you know, excuse me, you're starting off with a new step for this church plant. If I were to get a hold of your journal and look for the page that says vision, because you quoted Habakkuk earlier about mm-hmm. writing the vision down, what would I see? What would you have written down that you can share with the listeners to see, okay, this is now what the vision that God has planted on Pastor Owen's heart?
I believe the Lord pulled me out of the marketplace to shape, equip, mold, perfect my faith so that I can be put back into the marketplace mm-hmm. and begin to reach those that are in the marketplace right now.
So you were in training, so to speak.
Yeah, right. I was in training, but now the Lord is saying, go back to where you're from and start to reach those who are there. And the church that we're forming, it's called New Hope Metro. Metro standing for Metropolitan. We want to reach the metropolitan of the city of Honolulu. It will have weekend services, of course, that are available to everyone. It's not exclusive. But it's the ministry that happens during the week mm-hmm. that's going to be really critical to reach those who are already there in the marketplace.
What kind of things you feel that the Lord has prepared you for? You mentioned marketplace a few times. What distinctly is needed, or do you feel that God has prepared you to do in connecting with and relating with the marketplace?
You know, there's several populations that I'm looking at. One are those who are in my age category, those who have been through business, they've been successful, but yet there's something missing, and they're looking for that something. There's also those who are in the 30-somethings, where I know they're going to hit that moment in life one day. And how do we provide them with a roadmap so they know how to navigate their ways through those times? I think of, and if you have a chance, go to Proverbs 7 and look up this proverb, because it talks about a man standing in a window looking down on the street corner, and there's this young man turning the street corner, and he meets up with a harlot, and the harlot says to him, come to my house. I have all these sweet perfumes, and, you know, my husband is away, and come and spend time with me. And she leads him, and the Bible says, as an ox being led to slaughter. And I stopped. I read that one day, and I thought, no, wait a minute. Let's rewind the tape. What happened here? There's a man standing in the window looking down at the street corner. And it's almost like it exploded in my head. And I said to this man standing in the window, what are you doing in the window? Why didn't you run down to that street corner and say to that young man, no, you don't get to go there. Mm-hmm. I've been there before. It's going to hurt you. Don't move a step. Mm-hmm. That man did nothing. And it's almost like the Lord said to me, don't be that man standing in the window. Mm-hmm. I've pulled you out of the marketplace. I've allowed you to go through these troubled times in your life, so that you can go down and stop people from making the same mistakes.
Ooh. Pastor, that's a very mm-hmm. riveting way to describe the passion that is in your heart. I mean, that's driving, that's moving. I can tell it's coming out from deep within. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk, because transition, that's all we've been talking about in large measure about this show, in this show. Pastor, when we come back, I'd like for you to give a word of hope, practical advice, to somebody. Some things are just picked up, you know, as we listen. About how you describe the sigmoid curve. And how you describe you enjoy his journey in getting Jared. And just transitions, even with Martin's insights and his questions along the way. But if we can just be real straight, someone is going through a transition right now. When we come back, Pastor Elwin will share his heart with you on that subject, transition. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
I'm looking for a great gift idea this Christmas. Something that's useful all year, will inspire the person I give it to, and at the same time, improve the quality of their life.
Have you heard about Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge? He shares over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from many influential leaders, business owners, sports personalities, entertainers, and innovators.
I'd love to share something so valuable it will give people insights for living on topics like relationships, teamwork, leadership, family, love, hope. He has a special way of presenting Christ's love in his books.
You'll get all that and much more with Danny Yamashiro's book, Winner's Edge. Get it at your nearest bookstore or as an ebook on Amazon Kindle. And while you're at it, get his book, Paradise Calls, his miraculous survival story, also in ebook.
And remember to listen to him and his guests weekdays on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight on 99.5 KGU FM.
Get more information about Danny and his books at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Someone
guests.
Is there just observing another person that's going to a place of destruction. He's going to be demoralized, going to be busted up. And Pastor Owen, as you quoted that passage from Proverbs 7, you are the one that's going to run down, and you're not just going to write the observation, you're going to go down and do something. And New Hope Metro, it's almost like the heartthrob of New Hope Metro is to do that in the intricacies of the lives of people in the marketplace. Pastor, we've got just a few moments left. We've been talking about transition. Somebody right now is trying to work through a transition, and it's really tough. And they need guidance. They need wisdom. Can you give a word and close with a prayer for someone right now?
Yeah, I would reiterate my life verse, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart. In other words, don't look at for the Lord to really calm the storms. He's going to allow the storms to happen. That's okay. You got to be okay with that. When Peter was walking on water, it was stormy. And the Lord never calmed the storms. He said, Peter, just keep focused on me and mm-hmm. keep walking. There are times when you won't even know what's under your feet. Right now, I don't have a place yet. We're still working. We're looking, trying to get into probably Aloha Tower, but we're not sure yet. So we're walking on faith right now. There's nothing under my feet. But man, that's the best place to be because you know that the Lord is there under you and he's supporting you. And I would just say, stay faithful. Just stay faithful, even though the winds may be blowing around you, even though conditions and circumstances may be changing around you. Stay faithful to the Lord.
Pastor, lead us in a prayer.
Yeah, Lord God, I know that there are those out there. We all go through these times of change and transition. Father, but one thing that remains unchangeable, and that's you. And so we're going to put our hope and our trust in you. Not just a part of our trust, not just 50% or 99.9%. Father, we're going to trust in you with all of our hearts and not lean on our own ways of figuring things out. We're going to acknowledge that you are God, that you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings, that you know the way. You've already prepared the way for us. And we're going to walk in faith, not by sight, trusting you all the way, Lord God. Thank you for being a wonderful, loving God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Elwin, I thank you. And I want to give a challenge to those who are listening. Remember, New Hope Metro. But check this out. There is someone who is in business, someone who spends a lot of time downtown. But you know them, well, and you know them, but they don't know the Lord. They don't go to church. They might not even have an interest in God right now. But will you pray? Because the Lord is doing a big work here, and there's a point of intersection. And if you engage in prayer, and pray for that person, maybe an uncle, maybe an auntie, maybe a brother or a parent, or just a friend, that they would come to know the Lord. You know, prayer, God answers prayers. He answers, he hears the prayers of those who cry out and call out to him. Pray that they will come to know Christ, and that God would even use Pastor Elwin Ahu and the leaders of New Hope Metro to reach into their life at this particular time. You know, there is a sweet spot where Pastor Elwin is entering in his life and ministry, him and Joy and his whole family entering this sweet spot. And that sweet spot will also connect with God's grace in the lives of people. So if you'd pray, we can believe that God will move and things, good things will happen. You're going to hear more stories like this as you listen day by day to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Visit the Good Life Hawaii on our website. Here's a scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga and my technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.